Hare Krishna. Rationalization is temptation's spin doctor. A spin doctor is one who gives a positive interpretation of events, and often the spin doctor also makes the negative, the undesirable, seem positive. So, rationalization means fallacious reasoning that makes the wrong seem right. Rationalization is that which makes the deceptive seem attractive. So, when rationalization comes through temptation, normally when temptation comes and attracts us, at that time, if we are determined to live a principle-centered life, then we know that it is wrong, even if it feels good. And therefore, we say no to it. But temptation doesn't so easily take no for an answer. It, to circumvent our resistance, our defense, it adopts various subversive strategies. A prominent such strategy is rationalization, wherein innocuous seeming reasoning is used to erode our defenses, whereas the reasoning that seems innocuous is actually fallacious and deleterious. Fallacious means it is wrong, and deleterious means it's harmful. So, normally, if we consider our consciousness to be battleground, and in the battle for living a life of integrity, temptation comes in from outside, and when temptation comes in from outside, at that time, we say no to it because we see it as wrong. But when temptation sends rationalization as its advance party, then rationalization gives a positive spin to temptation. So, temptation no longer feels wrong, or at least not all that wrong. It makes us think, oh, I have to also be trendy, I have to be fashionable, and maybe doing this particular activity is modern. So, it's contemporary, I have to do it. And if we have some further reservations, residual reservations, rationalization also gives a negative spin to our principles. It makes those principles seem impractical, or it makes principle-centered life seem fanatical. Hey, you should not be fanatical, be balanced. And in that way, rationalization makes temptation enter into our consciousness. Now, in the war against temptation, intelligence is a critical defense point. The Bhagavad Gita 2.63 concludes with Buddhi Nashat Pranashyati. This is when the intelligence falls, we fall. So, the intelligence which is meant to protect us from temptation, rationalization, doesn't overpower the intelligence, but actually it distorts the intelligence. So, that making the intelligence into a defector. So, instead of protecting us from temptation, rationalization makes the intelligence not only open the door to temptation, but also intelligence starts leading the charge of temptation into our consciousness. And thus we become degraded while thinking that we are doing the right thing. Now, how do we protect ourselves? The Bhagavad Gita warns us about such subversion of our intelligence by illusion, by temptation, by sin, by vice, when it says that that lust resides not just in the senses of the mind, but also in the intelligence. Indriyani mano buddhir asya adhishtanam uchyate etair vimohayatyesha jnanamavritti dehinam. So, lust resides even in the intelligence. That means, when we start accepting rationalizations, then our intelligence, instead of being a defense against temptation, becomes a tool for temptation to penetrate further. So, to protect our intelligence from becoming subverted like this, we need to reinforce our intelligence, we need to harmonize our intelligence with truth by regular, serious study of scripture. Now, scripture helps us to study. Scripture not only intellectually clarifies our conceptions, but also it connects us with all pure Krishna. Scripture manifests this divine intelligence of Krishna, and that contact purifies and solidifies our intelligence. And then we can resist, then the intelligence can resist and unmask rationalization. And then we can confidently, intelligently, determinedly lead a life of principle-centered, life of principles, life of spiritual integrity. And by such a life of devotion, of devotional principles, we can steadily march towards the supreme fulfillment of eternal ecstatic love for Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.